How sensitive personal images captured by a robot vacuum ended up on Facebook. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. Sure, robot vacuums are convenient, and they make for great cat videos. But these devices, like many other connected home technologies, have the potential to collect a lot of data from the private setting of our homes. Things like children's faces, the layout of a house, even someone sitting on the toilet. Those are some of the actual images captured by iRobot vacuum test models in North America, Europe, and Asia that found their way into a private Facebook group for Venezuelan gig workers. The pictures were then leaked to journalists at MIT Technology Review. Senior reporter Eileen Guo has been investigating this for the magazine. She says the images weren't collected from consumers, but rather as part of iRobot's product development process to train the artificial intelligence used by the vacuums to recognize various obstacles in a home.
The images were captured in the homes of beta testers. They were sent back to iRobot servers. From iRobot servers, they were then shared with service providers like Scale AI that does the outsourced training and labeling of data. What's called data labelers or data annotators, these are essentially gig workers that have the job of taking all sorts of training data, like images, like videos, like text or, you know, audio, and giving it extra context so that an algorithm can understand what it is that it's listening to. The images that we received were from data labelers in Venezuela, who then shared it on these Facebook and Discord groups where they weren't, to be clear, like they weren't trying to violate anyone's privacy. They were just trying to actually get help on how do you identify these strange shapes in homes and countries with very different setups than what we have here in Venezuela. And so it's this part of this massive data supply chain of what happens with our data when it is collected by companies, shared internally, used internally, as well as with third-party service providers. And it's this whole data supply chain that consumers really have no idea is existing.
Tell me more about this process of data annotation. Who does it and what is it?
What happens with artificial intelligence and specifically a type of artificial intelligence known as machine learning is that you have to teach these machine learning models how to recognize patterns. And so when we think of, you know, a robot vacuum, for example, being able to recognize dog waste, you have to ask the question of how does it even recognize pet waste, right? So these machines, in this case, the robot vacuums, it records this image or the raw data. And the algorithm then is able to recognize that something is pet waste because you have given it a lot of pictures of pet waste to look at and compare to. And that's what machine learning is. And to get to the point where it can recognize it, you actually need a human to teach it what it's looking at. So there's so much nuance that algorithms themselves and computers won't understand without these human workers that are sitting in rooms somewhere actually clicking manually. This is a computer. This is dog waste. You know, all of that.
Now, in the specific case that you investigated, this data was collected ostensibly from consenting product testers, not consumers. In your follow-up report, you did speak to some of those testers of this specific series of smart vacuums for iRobot. What did they have to say?
It was one of iRobot's key points that they had recorded everything with consent. But after we published our first story, 10 people that had participated in various tests from 2019 to 2022 reached out and they really disputed this idea of consent and what it means. A lot of them did understand that their robot vacuums would be recording them, for example, but they didn't know that humans would be looking at the images, or they didn't understand the extent of the annotation, because there is this conception, even if you understand AI, that humans would only be stepping in when the AI, the algorithm, gets confused. And so consent policies or privacy policies or end user license agreements, whatever it is, first of all, most of the time, no one reads them, right? But in addition to that, even when you do read it, there are so many gaps in information of what they have to share with us. There's so much nuance in what we're being told and how we're being communicated to about privacy that is really a big problem.
Of course, not everyone is going to be testing products, but there's clearly a growing appetite among consumers of all stripes for these smart home devices. I mean, what do you think your investigation says about the tension between privacy and convenience when it comes to relying on these kinds of tools?
One of the things that multiple people that work in robot vacuums in particular told us was that no one is trying to violate privacy on purpose, their point of view, right? But you have to be able to make products better and live up to consumer expectation. And you, to do that, when AI is involved, you need to give it real data. You know, when I started this investigation, I was actually concerned that whatever robot vacuum company this was, and I didn't know that it was iRobot at the beginning, I was concerned that they were using customer data to train these images, and that's what I was looking at. And so it was actually a little bit of a relief to know that in this case, iRobot is not using customer data. But I think the bottom line is that as more technology products incorporate artificial intelligence, unless there are very significant changes in how we think about and enforce privacy, the likelihood of data being used to train AI is really going to grow.
How did iRobot respond to your investigation?
iRobot confirmed that the 15 images were theirs. They told us that they did inform those 15 individuals that their images made it online. They started an investigation into how these images leaked and ended up terminating their contract with Scale AI. They said that they're taking measures to ensure that this didn't happen again, but they haven't responded to any questions that we have asked about what those measures are. One of the things that I found really interesting is that they didn't see anything wrong with sharing faces with their contractors. We saw a minor. We blocked out his face in the images that we published, but it was such a striking image because it's this kid that's like maybe 8 or 9, and he has this face of like absolute curiosity and interest, and he's fascinated by the robot that's looking at him almost from, you know, eye level. We also saw the face of a woman that was sitting on the toilet. And in the screenshot that was shared with us, there's actually a note on it for the data labelers that says, don't tag this image. It's only here for your context. So to me, that's really telling that iRobot doesn't see this as an issue. They see it as an issue that it made it online in, you know, against the non-disclosure agreements and other agreements that they had with Scale AI and Scale AI had with the data labelers. But the way that the system was set up was not secure if you're depending on gig workers that you can't control.
This is a specific case with specific companies, specific device, but what do you think are the implications for consumers of technology in general?
I think the implication for consumers is that we really need to understand that when we are giving our data to whatever company it is that we're giving it to, we have to trust not just that company, but we also have to trust every third-party service provider that they're working with. And we just don't know that right now. That's a really scary thing.
Eileen Guo is a senior reporter at MIT Technology Review. And now for some related links. You can find Eileen Guo's full investigation via our website, marketplacetech.org, including her recent follow-up article where she heard from beta testers of this particular smart vacuum. Some of them felt misled once they found out their data could have ended up online. Eileen Guo's initial piece from last year also includes versions of the photos that were leaked to the publication, of course, with any identifying data obscured. But still, they are unnerving. We reached out to iRobot for comment, and we'll post the full statement they sent us. Essentially, the company said the leaked images were all from development models of the vacuum that were modified with the express intent of collecting data, and that no customer data has been used in this capacity. In an unrelated matter, iRobot is also getting some attention from the Federal Trade Commission after a little company called Amazon made a deal to acquire it for about $1.7 billion last September. The FTC is still reviewing whether Amazon's acquisition of yet another smart home product that sucks up personal data would harm competition in this space. Daniel Shin produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.